This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's a major victory for abortion rights supporters. Kansas voters have rejected a measure that would have made it easier to restrict abortion. This was the first test of how voters feel after the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in June that overturned Roe v. Wade. Kansas voter Allie Utley told KCTV 5.
I feel like my state just showed up and boldly told me that they are going to take care of me and my female friends and everyone that can get pregnant in the state of Kansas.
The national anti-abortion group Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America describes the vote as a huge disappointment. Today, President Biden will sign an executive order aimed in part at making it easier for women seeking abortions to travel between states. Michigan Congressman Peter Meyer, who once voted in favor of impeaching President Trump, lost his GOP primary contest yesterday to former Trump administration official John Gibbs. Despite warnings from China, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been visiting Taiwan, saying she and other members of Congress will stand by their commitments to Taiwan. AP Chief Congressional Correspondent Lisa Mascaro says Speaker Pelosi's visit has personal and political significance.
She represents the city of San Francisco, which of course has a very large Asian American population, but it's deeper than that for Speaker Pelosi. One of her first visits as a young congresswoman was to China, to Tiananmen Square, shortly after the student uprising and massacre there. She used her visit as a signal of U.S. support for human rights there in China, and human rights around the world.
Vin Scully, the voice of the Dodgers for decades and Hall of Fame broadcaster, has died. He was 94. He died at his home in the Hidden Hills section of Los Angeles. This is AP News. The Senate has approved a bill to help military veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
They celebrated outside the U.S. Capitol Tuesday night. The Senate overwhelmingly approved legislation enhancing health care and disability benefits for the millions of veterans who were exposed to toxic burn pits. Senator John Tester of Montana chairs the Veterans Affairs Committee.
I just want to tell you that there's a lot of times it doesn't feel good in the United States Senate. It feels good right now.
President Joe Biden strongly backed the legislation, which includes 10 years of enhanced health care coverage for discharged vets who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and directs the VA to presume certain respiratory illnesses and cancers were related to burn pit exposure. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The number of job openings fell in June, but the number was still high, 10.7 million, says the Labor Department. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.